It's time for another KOAL ITV interview, and this morning we're with a school district update. I've got in studio with me Principal Jared Hardy from Sally Morrow Elementary. Principal Hardy, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having me.
It's, you know, it's getting to be that time of year. It seems like every time I have an elementary school teacher in, or anybody from the elementary schools within these last couple of weeks, this is the time of year that just seems to drag for the kids, because there's not really any time off from now until Easter, and it's kind of hard to reel them in. But you guys, you know, you've got the quarter ending, and you've got some great things that you guys do up there at Sally Morrow at the end of every quarter. Why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so end every quarter, we have what we call the Bullpen Awards. The students set goals at the first of each quarter, and as they reach those goals in ELA, or English Language Arts, math, and behavior, as they reach those, we give awards out for them. So we'll be doing that for our third quarter on the 22nd.
And, man, where did the year go? We're already into the third quarter. It just keeps steamrolling, and... you know, thankfully, the other part about this time of year, too, is you're gearing up the kids for the end of year testing as well. And so I know that that's always kind of a big push when that time comes. And we need to be ready for those. So have you got any tips or anything like that that you can tell parents to just kind of help their kids kind of make the transition to the testing phase a little bit easier than it usually is?
The best way to do that is consistent attendance during this time. Help the teachers are working to help the kids get ready for that. They're trying to work with the students to catch them up on things that they may be struggling on. We'll be starting testing towards the end of April. So those about 3-4 weeks from the end of April to middle of May is pretty important. So the more the kids can be there, the better it is for them to get ready for that.
Absolutely, and gearing towards that. And, you know, it seems like every time this year that we talk, reading is a big push this year for the school district. And what's going on at Sally Morrow as far as the reading aspect of this year goes?
We're still pushing reading. We're trying to reach our goal of 900,000 minutes for the year. I told all the classes that if we reach that goal, the students have been turning in their reading calendars get to throw water balloons at me at the end of the year. That they'll get a water balloon for every reading calendar they've turned in for the year.
Well, so there's a little bit of extra motivation, right?
And yeah.
Anytime you can do that kind of stuff, you're not going to go with the color of your hair or sleep on the roof or anything like that?
No, I don't have enough hair to color, so we got to go with them throwing things at me.
Well, whatever motivates the kids.
That's right.
Okay. And then you also were saying something, your PTA, and PTAs are very important in every school. What's going on with the PTA up there?
PTA is starting a fundraiser next week. We'll be selling some chocolate. PTA is great. They help us out with so much. And so these fundraisers help them help the school. This year they've helped buy us books. They've helped just with different parts of the school that we need help with. They run a science fair for us in the middle of the year. So they do quite a lot. So this is a big deal for our PTA.
So is this the World's Finest Chocolates fundraiser?
Yes.
Okay, parents out there, I'm going to give you a little bit of some help here with this World's Finest Chocolates. Every year when my kids were there, you know, we ended up just buying them. Do you know you can go out and sell those things? You don't have to buy them all yourself. I was amazed when I found this out. So it's a great fundraiser, and everybody loves chocolate.
That's right. Hopefully we can have success with it and get some more stuff for our school.
Okay, so just to kind of recap everything, let's start at the top. We've got Bullpen Awards coming up again.
Yeah, Bullpen Awards on March 22nd. We'll do kindergarten through second grade at 8:30 and third through fifth grade at 9 o'clock.
Okay, and then reading. How important is it to read every night?
It's huge. The 20 minutes of reading each night is huge. We're giving them 20 minutes in school each day, but that extra 20 minutes at home is huge. Just an example of one student we have. This student started quite a bit down on from his grade level, and he's moved 13 reading levels this year, which is absolutely astronomical. It's huge. And he's been consistently reading at home and at school, and he's had such a huge improvement.
And the work shows.
And the work shows, yes.
And that's the important thing, is take the time out to read with your kids every day.
That's right.
It's probably one of the most important things you can do. All right, and then the PTA fundraiser, when's that going to start?
We're going to start next Wednesday on the 20th. We'll have a kickoff assembly, and so parents can look for that stuff to be coming home next Wednesday.
Okay, so chocolates are coming home next Wednesday. Keep reading, and bullpen awards, we're down another quarter. Because we only got one quarter left to go.
10 weeks, here we go.
All right, Mr. Hardy, thanks for stopping in and giving us the time this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
All right, now for more information on this and other KOAL-ITV interviews, check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on AM 750, 107.3 FM.